Welcome to Lively Stones Ministry. I'm Minister Ezekiel Jones. The Bible says that you are the temple of God, a spiritual house. 1 Peter 2 and 5 says, you are as lively stones, built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God, amen, for our being here on this morning. Amen. What an honor and a privilege, amen, to be, amen, live in the studio just one more time. Given first and foremost, I want to thank God for who is, amen, the author and the finisher of our faith this morning. Friend, allow him to be God, amen, in your life. Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. You know, God is still on the throne. He's working everything out. Amen. Even much at this present time. I want to thank God, amen, for our producer here with us this morning, Pastor David. Amen. In the studio, always, amen, allowing us to come in, amen, be able to share a word, what God have laid upon our heart. And we certainly want to thank God for our listening audience out there this morning. Amen. And without you, none of this impossible. It's not possible, oh God, without you. So by you having your listening ears on, amen, and a word that, amen, that the Lord would have you to hear, amen, where you would do what the Lord would have you to do and say the things that the Lord would have you to do and live this life, this abundant life that God has bestowed upon us. In the name of Jesus, we know that all things work together for good for those who love God and for those who are called according to his purpose, amen, to do not your will be done, but let God will, amen, be done in your life, amen, because, amen, he's a loving God, he's a sovereign God, he's a God of compassion, amen, he's a God that watches over you, amen, everything that you do in your life, and that your life, and you look back on your life, and you reflect back on the things, if you had to do it all over again, what would you do differently, amen, this morning, amen, and realizing and understanding, allowing God, amen, just to be, amen, that center peace, that center joy, amen, the joy of the Lord and is my strength. Glory to God. I just thank God, amen, for who God is and what God is continuing to do, amen, in this hour. Let us go before the Lord in the word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for our being here this morning, God. We thank you, O God, for your love, kindness, and your tender mercies, O God. We thank you, O God, for you are God, and besides you, Lord, there is no other, O God. We pray, God, that right now that you would touch the minds and the hearts of your people out there right now. O Lord, touch them, God, right now, O God, from the very crown of their head to the soles of their feet, O God, that they might, O Lord, worship you, that they might glorify you, O God, in the beauty of your holiness right now, God. Have your way right now in the midst, O God. O Lord, knowing that we live in a time now, God, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, O God. O Lord, but we look to you, O God, that give us our help, O God. We look to you for each and everything, O Lord. Order our steps, God. Guide us and lead us, O God, in the name of Jesus. In the anointing, O God, that destroys every yoke right now in the name of Jesus, O Lord. You said, O God, O Lord, you do these things, O God, because you are faithful and just, God. And we'll be so careful, Lord, to give you all the honor and the praises and the glory in Jesus' name. And the church said, amen. We thank God, amen, for the body of Christ as a whole. We thank God for the brothers and sisters, amen, that continue to pray, amen, one ye for another. Jesus said that by this means we know that you are my disciples for the love that you have one, amen, for another. It spreads abroad in our heart. Charity starts at home. And how can we love God who we have not seen? Amen. And as we see our brother every day, amen, amen. And we can't show the compassion of love when we shut up of our bowels of compassion, amen, for love for one another. We got to understand that we got to be able to be unified in one mind, one body, one cross, one and one mind, one life, amen, for who God is in our life, one Lord, one faith, amen, one baptism, taking on the name, amen, of Christ exclusively, amen, if you would, amen. Having said all that, amen, I come to realize and understand, amen, that there's a fight, amen, that's going on. There's a There's a struggle, amen, that's going on within, amen, the spirit fights against the flesh and the flesh fights against the spirit, amen. But how many know that God will, amen, prevail, because the Bible so declared that St. John 4:24, that God is a spirit. Those that worship him must come to him, amen, in spirit, amen, in holiness and truth and holiness without, friend. No man shall not see the Lord. You got to come holy before the Lord, pure, undefiled, realizing what the plan is and the purpose is, amen, in his in God's life, amen, in your life with God, amen. God have an understanding, amen, understanding, amen, that you will get to know him now, in this hour, in this time, now, to regulate your mind, amen, to purify your heart. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank God. Amen. You heard the song. Amen. This morning. Amen. Our theme song that come on. Everything that happened to me that was good, God did it. Everything that you look back on your life that was good, even with some things that you thought that didn't work out for your good. Amen. But now that you look back on it, God did it. Amen. Because God wanted to bring you into a place, amen, that you may know him in this hour and know him in this present time right now. See, you thought it was wrong, amen, for you to lose something that maybe it was a job, maybe it was a relationship. Amen. You thought it was wrong. Amen. Maybe you feel as though somebody treated you wrong and bad. Amen. And you didn't get a fair shake. You thought it was a big disappointment in your life, but God drawed you away from that situation. Amen. Because God has something better, amen, in store. Amen. For you. We all have wanted to obtain some things in our life. Glory to God. Amen. And we feel like we're in the right place. This is a good fit for us. But God will reach way down and said that this ain't, I got something better, amen, in store for you. Eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things that God have prepared for them, amen, that love him, according to 1 Corinthians 2:9. Understand for who, amen, that will serve. Choose this day, amen, glory to God, for whom you will serve. God's name in Hebrew is Elohim, amen. Elohim and the Godness of life, the Godhead, amen, what God have bestowed, friend, upon us. Glory to God. Glory to God. There's a Trinity, the Holy Spirit, amen, that want to live in the side of you. The Holy Spirit is a person. It's the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen, that will what? Will lead you and guide you, glory to God, into all truth, amen. Well, you can't do the things, amen, that behold, the Holy Spirit come upon you would think that you want to partake in something that is not of God, but the Holy Spirit will tell you that is not of God, and you can't even much go and do that thing because God, amen, is your source. And if I had a word for you this morning, it would be God is your source. God is your way maker. You got to be able to plug into the source of God. I'm reminded of when you with orange juice, amen, they say it's a great source of vitamin C, amen, that is good for you. A lot of us take it when we're sick, when we're not feeling too well. I come to tell you that I drink orange juice practically every morning, amen, and it's good for the calcium, amen, and good for the vitamin C, amen, and it fights off virus, and it makes you feel good, amen, when you drink it, amen. Nothing like a good glass of OJ, amen, in the name of Jesus. So, but one thing that God is a source, amen, the source, amen, of your, amen, salvation. I'm reminded when Isaiah called him God, Yahweh is my salvation, which means that is saved. The word source, when you begin to break the word source down, it says a place, a person, or a thing from which something comes or can be obtained. Amen. I'm reminded when Paul said that I reached towards the mark, that not that I have apprehended it, but something that I can obtain, something that I'm gonna continue to reach reach forth, amen, and to know who he is, amen, in my life. We need to know who God is now, friend, in our life now. It is time, amen, to take off the blinders off your eyes and to tap, amen, into the spiritual source, amen, of God. The natural man, amen, that need to die. The natural man, amen, need to be and put in his proper place, amen. And the spiritual man, amen, need to arise and arise to the occasion, amen, of God. Because this is of God who communicates with. This is when we get in our album and we begin to pray, amen, to God. We are praying to the Heavenly Father, amen, oh God, that you would move these things, amen. Not your will be done, oh God. Not my will be done, but let your will be done, oh God, in my life, in my case, God. We thank you for your glory. Thank you for your love, God. God is continually to be who we say he is. The Bible tells us to trust in the Lord and do good. And so shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. And we look back at the children of Israel when they was going through the land, and God began, they brought them out of Egypt. Egypt represent bondage, and they was in a place of bondage. But God had told them, amen, that what he had told Abraham. Abraham didn't get a chance to walk into the seed and the land that was possessed, the possession of the land that God had, amen, promised to Abraham. But the children of Israel, amen, allowed to see the promised land, amen, what God had promised to Abraham. And Abraham's seed is our, amen, blessings. Abraham's blessings, amen, is yours. Abraham's blessings, amen, is to every believer, amen. But yet, though that you can see, amen, and now, but the spiritual blinders, amen, have to come off. And if God is your source, you always have a chance in God when you allow God to orchestrate, amen, your life. Living a life that Jesus reflects, teaching the Jesus of the teaching of Jesus, amen, and everything that Jesus stood for, and everything that he stand for, and everything that he done, amen, in our life. A man that made himself of no reputation, but took upon himself the form of a servant. Glory to God. Living a life. Amen. Living a life. Glory to God. Let not, the Bible says, John 14:1, let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. John 14:1, Jesus told his disciples to not be troubled in their hearts. And in the midst of an affliction, in the midst of uncertainties, in a dark and dying and perplexed world. That's what we're living in today. We're living in a world that we love is on. While Jesus said, I have chosen you out of the world, and the world hated me, therefore the world will hate you. But he said, be of good cheer. See, this is the enlightenment of it all, the encouragement of it all, the reinsurance of it all. Be encouraged and be of good cheer, because I have overcome the world. You are in a place in your life now that seems like everything is not lining up the way you would want it to line up. But if you will reach out, even to the extent, and if you will stand, just make a stand. If you don't stand for something, you will fall for anything in your life. You know, you'll go by every wind and doctrine that is not even much be of God. But try to spirit what it is from God, to know that it is God is speaking to me and not Satan. I understand Satan at times throwing everything but the kitchen sink at the saints of God, at the people of God, at the believers. Everything but the kitchen sink. He must use other Christian folk, brothers and sisters. Affliction among you in the church, discord, sowing discord. But if we will recognize and see who the attack is against, we can all come together and one unified and one in the body of Christ, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost in the Trinity of God. Realizing that God, amen, want to build us up. He want to strengthen our every need. The Bible says, Philippians 4:13, my God will supply all your needs according to his riches and his glory. Glory to God. That commandment went out to the disciples as the disciples walked with Jesus. Let not your heart be troubled, but if you believe in God, believe also in me. Glory to God. But in the midst of uncertainties, a dark and dying perplexed world, Philippians 2:15 say that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation among whom ye shines as lights in the world. And that's exactly who we are. We're calling upon the name of Christ. We've been born again. We've been changed from whom we was into a place of forgiveness and a place of repentance. Repentance simply means to turn from one's ways and to realize, amen, that my way ain't working and there's a better source. Amen. There's a better outlet. Amen. To understand and to realize and to have hope in the source of I know God is going to work it out. Glory to God. And not only to understand and to realize that at times we get in a hurry for nothing, but we need to understand that in every good thing, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. So in everything, give thanks to God. Amen. Whatever I'm going through, hold on and just hang on in there. And you done stand all you can do to stand. Stand, therefore, glory to God, with your lions girded, amen, with the truth. But here's the thing, the reverence of God will bring on source. The reverence of God simply means being in the fear. Not that I'm fearful. See, on the last day when the trumpet shall sound and the dead in Christ shall rise first. See, God is coming back for a church without spot, wrinkle, or blemish. He's coming back for this church. And if you're not ready, you're going to be left behind. Amen. But you want to be caught up in the rapture to meet the Lord in the air. And Paul said, for we will ever be with the Lord and comfort one another with these words. And this is the inquisitive of it all, if you would, about knowing and realizing, amen, for the reason of our hope that lies ahead, the reason of our sanctification, the reason of that we're laying aside every weight in sin, that we're not turning to the left nor to the right, but we trust in reliance on God. Glory to God, the source. Amen. The source of a one income. When you begin to think about your income financially, you living with a source of income in your household. Amen. And you solely depend on this here to be able to make ends meet and to pay your bills. Amen. And you got it down to a T. Amen. But what happened if you fall? Amen. And you can't be able to meet your financial expectations, if you would. Amen. you know, things begin to fall off. Things begin to, then you get a little weary within your spirit. You go to feeling in a place where of despair. Amen. It's the same thing with God as you have laid hold on the internal, amen, glory. Amen. The exceeding great precious promise of God. Amen. Now God, amen, want to lift you up. Amen. About it. Any situation, amen, that you're going through. Listen what he say here in Proverbs 14 and 27. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life. You're wondering why you're 70, 75 years old, 80 years old, and you still look good. Amen. And you still can practically do the things when you was 45. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, the reference of the Lord. Amen. God don't want you to be as far as that God going to come and destroy you. Amen. At this time right now. No, it's the reference is to come into his place of holiness, to realize and how God have directed you and to beautify him and to worship him and to praise him and to honor him. Amen. This is what reference is, and have a desire, amen, to want to praise, amen, God e much the more, despite, amen, what you're going through, amen, in your life. Amen. I'm going to continue to hold on. Amen. I'm going to continue to fight the good fight, amen, of faith, despite what I'm going through, amen, in my life. You know what I mean? Things on the left side is beginning to unravel. On the right side, getting to unravel. Amen. But my eyes is fixed on Jesus. And this will keep you from the snares of death. Glory to God. Making ends meet. I may be going through something problematic, and maybe a marriage status or a relationship. I may be wondering when you're going through to find your helpmate. See, a lot of couples out there now, God intended for you to have someone in your life. It's a beautiful thing when a man and a woman, amen, come together in holy matrimony. Glory to God. That's why he created Adam and caused a deep sleep to go upon Adam, and he pulled a rib out of Adam, amen, and he gave it unto the woman. So it's good to have a helpmate, amen, at your time. But somebody going through now, amen, marital status, going through relationship, amen, wondering when going to fix your helpmate, when you're being asked of God, amen, you asking God, amen, for helpmate, you wondering when, amen, you're going to get your helpmate. This will cause you to get despair, amen, but you got to understand and trust and hold on, amen, and believe God going to send you somebody, amen, directly from you. But this here, amen, can hold your faith back. This here, amen, can knock you off of your course from God. This here, amen, can knock you from your salvation, because it's better to trust in God rather than trust in any individual, any man, any other thing, amen, any other living creature, amen, on this earth. Put your trust in God, amen, and God will, in due season, amen, God will send, amen, your help in the time of need. Glory to God. But in spite your encountering, seeing your soul in your belly, in your spirit, I have decided to follow Jesus through it all. Through it all, I have decided to follow Jesus and what I'm going through. He's the source of our need. And I'm so glad that an hour such as this, that we need to come to understand our truly and only wise God. Bible says that there's a way that seemeth right to a man, but the end thereof is the ways of destruction. But the source, that power outlet will enhance us, that we can grow thereby, being off the milk, but the sincere word of God. We thank God, amen, for all of his promises, all of the fruits of the Spirit. But most of all, we thank God for life at its fullness. You know, there's someone out there now who in need of healing in your body. There's somebody out there struggling right now. You listen to this radio every Saturday morning or any day of the week from that matter. And you're reaching out. And there's something that has been said that has got your intention. Got your attention on the air. And God loves you this morning. Somebody need a spiritual breakthrough. Somebody need a reference, if you will. Somebody need a dedication, a rededication to their life. Amen. To come back to God. So God is a God of second chances. And there's no sin, no greater sin or no small sin. Amen. God says, from the east is from the west. So far, I have moved your transgressions far from you. And all of us are his sons and his daughters. He said, I gather them from the ends of the earth. From the earth, the sons and the daughters from the end of the earth. Glory to God. God just want to sanctify you holy, that you be do of his good will and of his good pleasure, that your mind will be made transformed and renewed in your mind, in your heart. But Satan is having too much of authority in a believer's life, and it's time now to take a stand and to pop and to plug into the power source, and that source is of God, the only way I know. You believe in God, believe also in me. Friend, we thank you for listening to the Lively Stones ministry on this morning. We're here every Saturday morning, just being able to bring the word of God forth, amen, and allowing God to have his way and to be the bread of life. Amen. And speaking the word of life. God said his word is forever settled in heaven and is attendant upon you, friend. And your breakthrough, amen, will come. Hang on in there. Isaiah 40:31 said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. He shall mount up with the wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary. At times, I know it get a little rough at times, but we need to continue, amen, to look unto the hills. See, no one can do you like Jesus. No one can help you like God can help you. God put people in your life, amen, to help you along the way. Amen. Just like the word of God going forth this morning. Amen. If you wish to call in at some other time in this ministry, feel free, because we're here to pray with you and for you. Glory to God. We would like to address our prayer, amen, unto your need, and looking to God, amen, to prevail. Now, the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul, body, be preserved, bring us to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We love you. God did it. Yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did. Oh, everything that happened to me, that was good. God did. God did. Yes, he did. Oh, we thank the Lord for you tuning in and be that living stone which God have called you to be. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you is my prayer. Join us again next week right here on WCNO.
I'm Minnie. Cindy Molina, investment advisor rep, licensed insurance agent, and fiduciary. From protecting your investments to not overpaying in taxes, financial concerns make up a long list of topics, and I can't wait to cover them all. I'll have expert guests, including CPAs and estate attorneys, and bring you insight you can benefit from. Listen in to The Mindy Molina Show every Wednesday afternoon